And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
And also on the show, coming up, comedian Eliza Schlesinger as well.
Schlesinger.
Can you just introduce her, please?
Yes.
Why am I so bad at this?
She was on
Last
Comic
Standing.
Are
there words that you can't say?
I'm sure there are.
I'm going to have to look up. I have a clip of me on, this reminds me. I used to do that Channel 19 auction on public TV. You know, they have radio people come down and read the auction items or what have you. And so I used to go down every year and do this, and I haven't done it in a while, but they had this card for me, and it said, it was like a piece of jewelry or something, and it said that you get a certificate of authenticity.
Yeah.
I struggled with authenticity for about 60 seconds on Channel 19's air. I was like, it's real.
A certificate. They'll
send
you a paper
thing that it's real. Do you have any words that trip you up like that?
Unfathomable.
Right?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Unfathomable.
That is difficult.
Unfathomable.
Unfathomable.
I think I do better if I'm reading it. So if you you would move your head a little bit,
yes,
and I could read the whiteboard.
Uh-huh.
Schlesinger, right?
Schlesinger. Yeah. Singer, like
singer, like singer.
Schlesinger.
Authenticity.
The winner of Last Comic Standing.
I had a real problem
six
with that word, authenticity.
Uh-huh.
It's funny.
Yeah.
So if you have any crazy words out there that you can't pronounce, 5767102. The word that trips you up. Unfathomable.
It does drive me insane when people say supposedly instead of supposedly. And that's not a mistake. I mean,
that's just true, something
done on purpose or because they don't know any differently. Do not say supposedly. Oh,
there's a whole list of things like that that people screw up, right?
Yeah.
There's a whole list of irregardless. Well,
yes.
That's not a word.
Right.
It's, regardless of what you think, irregardless is not a word.
And don't say first annual. If it's the first one, it is not an annual event. It's the first ever.
Okay. And while we're down in it, in the weeds, by the way, let me just tell you, the people who say ATM machine, you're dumb.
Yes.
Okay. Because it's automated teller machine. That is ATM.
Uh-huh.
So the automated teller machine?
Yes.
Is that what you're going
it's
for?
The little things that drive us nuts, isn't it?
And hey, the show, do you have a word that trips you up?
No, but I think that, you just have what my dad used to call the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I love that. Exactly.
That's good. Hey, the show, good morning.
Thank you for telling the world that irregardless is not a word.
Oh, see? Yes, I'm not
God.
Alone in this.
It's on Facebook all the time.
I mean, the grammar just drives me crazy. You know another one that people use?
What?
Okay, people. What does the word iterate mean? Iterate means repeat. So why in the hell do you say reiterate?
Iterate means repeat?
Yes, yeah,
iterate
I think we
didn't
know that.
Repeat.
Right? See, now we're getting a grammar lesson here.
Now I'm learning. Interesting.
Right?
Okay.
We can all learn something from the show.
I'm just like, oh my God. And what's the other one? When they use ear as the prefix when it should be non, stuff like that. I'm just a grammar slut.
Are you a teacher?
It drives me crazy, but thank you for putting it out there that irregardless is not a word. It's not even in the dictionary.
Yeah, there you go, right? You're not going to find it in your Funkin' Wagnalls. There you are. You for the call. And by the way, you probably could care less.
That drives me nuts.
You probably
I could care
could.
Less. No, you couldn't. If you could,
right.
Could you or couldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, could
say
you
it.
Not or could you?
Reiterate is in the dictionary to say something again or a number of times, typically for emphasis or clarity. Reiterate.
Oh, there we go. Well, it's just you all learned something.
Somebody texted in doggy dog world instead of dog eat dog.
Doggy, yeah.
Somebody says doggy dog world.
Doggy dog world was a Snoop Dogg song.
Oh.
Back in the day. I think that was his album, actually.
Yes, no, it is, in fact, dog eat dog.
5767102 as well. Hi, the show.
Hi. I think you've coined a new phrase, and I'm going to start using it just to bug the wife. Use the term AT machine. Yeah. AT machine.
Yeah, the AT machine. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the AT machine, not the ATM machine. You know, it's like.
I just goes, AT machine. She'll say, what? AT machine.
Duh.
That's what it probably should have been in the first place.
Right.
I like that. Okay, we're going to start using that just all over now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, you started it. All right.
Yep, there we go. See ya.
Bye.
we get credit for it. There you go.
You are the trendsetter.
A conversation this morning about words that tripped us up. I struggled one time with authenticity right on the air in one of those, one of the great highfalutin auctions on public television. Authenticity.
Did you ever see the show Total Divas? It follows like WWE, the women on the WWE, and it's a reality show.
No, but I wish I had.
But one of the girls says they're in the car, and, you know, of course, they've got cameras hooked up in the car so you can watch what they're doing. Yeah. And one of them says something like, yeah, we need to get some barbed wire. And her husband goes, what? What did you just say? She's like, if we use barbed wire. And he goes, I think he had her spell it. And she's like, B-O-B, barbed wire. And he's like, you know it's barbed wire, right? Like, are you joking? And then, you know, she couldn't cover it up. So, yeah, barbed wire.
Let's see. I think this one goes along with the ATM. Hey, good morning. The show, you're on the air. What word drives you crazy?
Pin number.
Yes.
Are you kidding me with that? Right. I'm over the PIN number. P-I-N.
It's just
personal
your PIN.
Identification number. Number. Why?
Just like ATM. Oh, that is good.
Yeah, just like ATM. It's the same thing. Drives me insane.
And I love the sincere frustration in your voice. Like that.
It is because it's like, hello, why are you saying number? There's no, you don't need to say it twice.
We got it.
You either enter your PIN or, you know, like the guy with the AT machine, you put in your PI number. You know, you could do that.
Right, there you go. PI number.
Yeah.
That makes you sound more fancy anyway.
Right.
Sure.
You sound like a PI. Ooh, I'm going to put in my PI number. All right. Anyway, that's my frustrating word is PIN number.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I love it.
Have a good day.
You too. Hey, KC1021, thanks for holding.
How about kindergarten?
Kindergarten.
Yes.
Oh,
I think I'm probably guilty of that.
Right?
It drives me crazy. It's kindergarten, not kindergarten.
Yeah, just look how it's spelled.
It makes you sound like you need to go back to kindergarten when you say that.
Yeah, very much.
All right, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.